Hi everyone, I'm here with Tao today at Body Confidence Your Way podcast, and this is Coach Stephanie Wood. And today, before we get into our topic, I really want to introduce you to Tao and see what she's up to. What are you up to these days, Tao?
Hi, thank you, Stephanie, for your introduction. So my name is Tao, and I'm from Vietnam. I'm up to help people find a way to return to their higher self and by defining their core values and the human nature of being and freeing them from their obstacles and reinventing their future. So in short, I'm the treasure hunter. How about you, Stephanie?
Oh, before we get to me, Tao, I want people, our audience, to know how to contact you because we have people email us about subjects and challenges that we could talk about on the podcast. So please tell people how to contact you.
Sure. Okay, so thank you. So you can find me at the website named thetreasureyou.com. Pardon me, I have a really worst skills of spelling words. So thetreasureyou.com.
Yes, and I've been to your site, Tao. It's really beautiful. It's very concise and direct. TheTreasureYou.com.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm working on the English site. So for the foreigner, they can, for the expat, they can also read the English part very soon.
Well, I went on and the English part is very, very good. So TheTreasureYou.com. Check them out.
Yeah. Thank you. And Stephanie, I'd like to hear from you too. What about you?
Well, today, mostly I'm working with women entrepreneurs and I add in my body knowledge system. And you can find me at bodyawe, BODYAWE, like an awesome.com. And again, we encourage you to email either Tao or myself any challenges that are up for you or any celebrations. So with that said, Tao, I believe I sent this to you earlier. Someone wrote in that she's having a struggle with finding, while she's doing her business, how does she incorporate taking care of her body? What happens with you? Because I know you're a very busy lady. How do you incorporate time for your body and time for your business?
Wow, that's a great question. It's really important to me, especially I'm also currently working for both a full-time job for a corporate and coaching and also playing with my treasure. So I usually arrange my time back to back, and also I keep my week by busy during the week, but then I hold one day for myself only. So that's I call me time or me date. It usually happens on Saturday. So in that day, I restore my emotions, mental health and well-being, just relax and do nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. So what about you? I do believe that you also have your schedule and you might have different practice that I can learn from you.
Well, I just want to pause here. I do like how you said it was your me day.
Yeah, me day.
Me day. Well, I'm going to do a variation on that. I do a me time. Like before we met this morning, I had to get up a little earlier because I like to take a walk in the morning to clear my head. And my body loves walking with music. And this time I brought my husband, so we had a different kind of walk.
I heard you sharing about the walking area. I love to visit that one day. I love to walk with you.
Well, you're invited this Saturday on your me day.
Sure. Thanks, Stephanie.
So it's really important because I knew I was meeting you. It's my morning, your evening, but I knew I was meeting you. So I made sure I talked to my body last night and I said, we are walking before we meet out. And she woke me up early enough. I'm very happy now. I had my walk. She's happy. And so I try to do that every morning because my day, my me time is half the day.
Cool.
Yeah, I really fight for that, Tao.
Yeah, I really learn from you for that. I really learned something. So like you said that you do it every day. And I see that it is really important to keep the momentum of your body. Like you don't have, like myself, I have a busy schedule for the week and only one day. But somehow I know that it works and sometimes it's not working. But I learned from you that we can split it into smaller scale, like daily practice. It will be easier and more helpful for the body.
Well, I like the way you reframe that, Tao, because for everyone who's listening, listening to how Tao does it within her entrepreneurial schedule and how I do it with mine, you want to find what's good for you. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
No right or wrong. So I also found that this woman who emailed me, she also said within, whether it's the corporate world or her entrepreneurial world, Tao, do you have any feelings that you have to look a certain way when you go to work?
Yeah, of course. Especially in my country, people usually have a set of standards for women. Not officially, you know, like it's not written on document, but somehow people knows that. Like people love to have a slim body and people love to wear, you know, like professional or beautiful clothes. But actually me, I really value for the comfortable and the most confident way. So somehow when I enter like a meeting, I had to dress myself in a different way, like I usually wear, you know, and for especially for when I started my coaching career, and there's a set of mindset of thinkings that I had to have a professional profile picture. I have to wear a vest, which is I never wear that in my life. And I have to like, I have to do this. I have to put my makeup on and things and et cetera. So in those things, I don't feel comfortable with it, but it's accepted in the social and especially in the professional way. But I don't think that's important. Do you think so?
It's interesting what you said, because as I coach women going from the corporate, and as an example, maybe the coaching entrepreneurial side of life, I find for myself, I've always worked for myself, Tao. So I always wear clothes. Like when I'm talking to you now, I put on a nice t-shirt, little shorts that make me feel comfortable to talk with you.
Yeah.
Is it a challenge to, when you go to work, that you have to be a certain way, or you're okay with it? You get through it?
No, I'm not okay with that, to be honest. Okay. It's not my style. I love the freedom, the creative, and the comfortable, which is I can present myself in a best way. But if I had to put myself in a certain way, somehow I feel like it's blocked and not, I don't feel confident anymore or power like I was in the block.
So
yeah, I do have that feeling.
So it reminds me of a moment where I went to a meeting with corporate people, And first I put on an outfit that I know I would be accepted, and I was so uncomfortable. So I decided to be me.
Yeah.
Me and my body just wanted to put on a nice casual outfit. And do you know, I got more clients during that meeting because I was different.
Yeah, sorry, Stephanie, I lost you in a while.
Okay.
The connection from my was just cut off. So can you please share again?
So I wore something that wasn't exactly socially accepted, but I got clients that day because they knew, the women in the room knew I was being close to my body and being confident with who I am at the moment. And they wanted to do that too.
That's really inspired, Stephanie.
So
you're sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Tao, what would be the one message, or two if you want, that you want our audience to remember from our call today?
Yeah, so there is one thing I often told myself and also told my client, my coaches, that like being charity to yourself. That's only one sentence, and the reminder for myself, everyone, every time I step into the social world, like being charity to yourself, be true to your values.
Beautifully said. And Tao, before we sign off, tell people how they can find you.
Yes. So thank you, Stephanie, for inviting me. This is really an honor for me to join your podcast and contribute to our audiences by sharing the values. So yeah, you guys can find me at thetreasureyou.com. And Stephanie, how about you?
Yes, you can find me at body, B-O-D-Y, or awe.com. Please knock on our doors, tell us what's going on with you. And as coaches, we value and we keep confident about what you have to say. So with that said, Tao, I'll see you again soon.
Yes, see you again, Stephanie. And thank you for the audiences to hear us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.